Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu. Oh, but then we're going to the Christina Liu show. This is too confusing.
It's just really Christina Liu-centric.
This is the part of the show, of course, when we discuss all the different things that are going on around town. But one thing that I want to bring everybody's attention happened on June 3rd of 2016, which is very interesting, is President Obama finally signed a bill outlawing ivory in the country. Different states were doing it. But now it's official. There is no ivory to be imported into the country, in the United States. And Christina's giving me a smile.
Wow.
And the name of the organization, what do you think the name of the organization is?
I don't
know. Now, you know the number, so therefore.
Right, I don't know.
96 elephants. 96 believe it or not,
elephants.
Is the name of the organization that has pushed for this bill because 96 elephants die a day.
A day?
A day by poachers. That's how huge the number is. It's 90.
That's so horrible.
So it's 90. Then what else would 96 represent?
I mean, I would think it has something to do with my birthday, but, you know, maybe 96 days since my birthday.
You got it. You got
Yay.
It. We could just play this by ourselves, Chris. Chris, jump in here. No. But that's funny. I'm learning stuff with this.
That's what I said. I was telling people at work. I said I actually learn a fact each week.
But
on
96
top of
elephants.
My
I think
birthday
that's
countdown.
A huge number.
Yeah, 96 that's horrible. That's...
And what they have is a crushing thing now. They won't even let it in, and they'll destroy it if they find it.
Wow.
So if you wind up with a tusk, as opposed to saying you've already killed it, so keep the tusk. The tusk gets destroyed.
Wow.
To show you that it's not going to go any further, so why kill these poor things?
Right.
You know.
Wow. Well, on a happy end, super sad.
Right, right,
but,
exactly.
But that's very, and today is quite the event show. I mean, I think if anything was learned from today, it's that you cannot complain about not having anything to do.
No, I agree.
I mean, really, between the Arts Alliance I was on and then just the events alone that are going on in North Hempstead, we promote them every week, but just to really hear that there's 30 concerts. I mean, it's
that's
for,
just
for
town North Hempstead.
Right.
You know, what you were saying before.
And that's not
the
including
the
movies and, you know, everything else that goes on. So I just think it's really wonderful, all the great things that are going on this summer. So, and I just want to remind everyone on top of that, that if you have not received your 2016 summer event guide from the town of North Hempstead, you can call 311 or you can access it at the North Hempstead website, which is www.northhempsteadny.gov/summer.
Perfect.
So we definitely want everyone. I think that's great. I mean, it's a huge guide. I saw the guide.
I saw it, yeah.
It's definitely a very big jam-packed guide.
I didn't get it. But then I called, because I think it was last week you said it. So I did call. And I might have gotten it and thrown it away, to be honest with you. But it's really, it's tremendous.
It is. So it's really wonderful. The town's Business and Tourism Development Corporation will be hosting a breakfast seminar called The Business Incubation, Cash to Exit and Everything in Between. It's going to be with the Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, is that how we say that? As the keynote speaker. The seminar will inform residents and prospective business owners about the different benefits of collaborative workspaces and how they can help young millennials and entrepreneurs with their startups.
Yeah.
So,
actually, if you're passing this on to somebody, I believe there's already over 50 people signed up for it.
Wow.
And it's only going out. I mean, it wasn't only going out, it's next week, but... if you want to go, and that's a big number, because these are not huge venues where they have these things.
Right.
You know, like Mary is saying, about 600 people at a concert. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of stuff. But you do. Kimberly, this is Kim. Kim Kamen and Roy Smithheimer, they do a wonderful job with these things. And really, call 311 if you want to make a reservation. I know it's taking place in Great Neck.
No, absolutely.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. So, you know.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, it's good to know that a lot of people were signed up already. Wow, that's
a
great
word. Good show.
Yeah.
Good show, good program.
And also coming up is starting Monday is the Fun Day Monday, which is a big hit with all the seniors in North Hempstead. It's a free senior program at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington, and that's every Monday from July 11th to August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And in case it rains on Mondays, it's always the Thursday of that week as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's games, there's music, there's dancing, entertainment, exercise, there's coloring, you know, the adult coloring books will be going on. And they actually have, I think, Speaking of that, I think there's 30 people signed up already for this group coloring thing, which should be wonderful. So it's everyone's very excited. I know community service is geared up for their big Monday to start. And it's nice. There's a theme each week. There's music. It's really just a great day. So,
you know, no matter who talks about it, Fun Day Monday, there's very few people. In fact, I shouldn't say very few. I've never heard anybody say it's no good.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody, even if it's nothing more than getting some fresh air down by the water.
And that's why we always laugh there, because there's always a wonderful breeze. You know, I think it's a combination of the ocean and the trees there. And it's really just a beautiful place. And like I said, it's not an overwhelming beach, you know, or anything. So
right.
You can still kind of get from one side to the other without too much work. And it's just a fun place to meet your neighbors and have lunch. It's just a wonderful day. And there's free transportation, which I want to stress to everyone. So if you are interested in transportation, you call 311 and they will give you the list of the nearest bus stops, you know, near your house. Which is wonderful. So I really encourage everyone to definitely at least check it out.
And that one is free parking.
Free parking.
For seniors who want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you really should, even if you're driving there, make it a carpool.
Yeah.
Instead of just going by yourself. If you have, you know, pick up one of the other ladies or gentlemen.
Absolutely. And the July 25th is the health fair, Fun Day Monday, which they have tons of organizations in the community that provide services for seniors. And then August 29th is Hometown USA, which honors all the veterans, which is a really fun event. That's one of my favorites. It's just a great day, and I really think people should all certainly check it out. There is something for everyone at Fun Day Monday, so just
Actually, I go to the 25th. Project Safe will be at the July 25th
one. Oh, great. There you go. You can come and see John.
Well, we're going to have a table at that.
And what's always wonderful, too, is that there's so many at each thing. There's different nurses, you know, that are there, you know, so you can get your blood pressure checked. You know, it's kind of all different things going on, too. So check it out. Come to the beach Mondays starting this Monday. And we also want to remind people that the next meeting of the town board will be July 12th at 7:30 p.m., and that's at Town Hall. And they're actually will be honoring Westbury Youth Soccer Club, who won the 2016 Long Island Cup champion. So that's a little fun thing that will be going on at the town board that day. But I just think it's great. You know, we say this every time we promote it, that, you know, you can come ask your questions in the beginning, which I think is huge. You know, Supervisor Bosworth decided to do that, which I think just shows how important it is that she views the residents' opinions, which is great. So July 12th, 7:30 p.m., that's at Town Hall.
And it's you call it live streaming?
Yes.
I did it once.
Oh, did you?
Just out of curiosity one night. It's unbelievable. It's like the camera is in the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And you just watch the people get up and talk, and you hear it very clearly.
Oh, great.
I don't know if it's a time delay, to be honest with you. I had no idea what I was watching, so therefore. But it really is.
I think that's great, because if you don't have the opportunity to get out, then you're able to sit home and, you know, the comforts of your own home and watch what goes on. So.
And it's funny, because people will get up and they give their opinion, and before a vote or something, it's you know, if you don't know how the government works, so to speak, and it's very simple to do. You just, I think I went to the website and just, you know, hit the button and it went right on.
Wow. Wonderful. So, yeah, definitely that's another option to see it, too. Project Independence, you know, is not slowing down. We have a bunch of our social groups are still meeting throughout the summer, and it's just perfect. We always encourage people to get out during the summer. The weather's nice, hopefully so. I mean, looking a little dreary this weekend, but we are going to pray for some sunshine. On Thursdays on July 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th is the Project Independence Social Discussion Group. That is at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library, and one of our fabulous caseworkers, Robin, is the facilitator of that group. So that's on Thursdays from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We also have our men's community group that Robin also facilitates at the Parkville Library, and that's Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30.
But I'm not knocking that group. They need a moderator.
They do, right. Because then the flip side to that is the Romeos, which is the first and third Monday of every month at the Atria Cuttermill. The Romeos will gladly have you.
I'm helping out David, because
we don't have one of our Romeos here today to promote the program, but it really is a wonderful group, and they were very excited because there was an article in the New York Times talking about men's groups and how hard it is for men to, you know, in senior men to make connections and stuff. And, you know, they mentioned the Romeos. So it's a little shout out to the Romeos and how great it is. So call 311 if you, you know, want to join any of those groups. And in addition to social discussion groups, we have a caregiver support group that is meeting at Port Washington Senior Center on the July 5th, which was, but it's the first and third of every month, Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
From
okay.
2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that's facilitated by Gail Sellis, who's one of our gerontologists. She's also our veteran caseworker. So Gail certainly wears a lot of hats within Project Independence. And it's a really wonderful group. Gail's been doing these caregiver support groups for a long time, and I think it's wonderful, if, you know, if just to go and meet other caregivers and, you know, see what kind of, you know.
You know, it people just feels don't realize good. They need help sometimes.
Right, because it's not really about them a lot of the time, which is, you know, this is a group for you. And like I said, you know, you get to meet people who are going through similar things and see what they're doing, you know, and it's a great place to share information, too, so... That's Tuesday, the first and third Tuesday of every month at the Port Washington Senior Center from 2 to 3. But registration is required for that. So please call 311.
That's actually the first time I met Gail.
Oh.
I was curious about this group from just my, you know. So I went to it. And she thought I was, like, going as a caregiver. She didn't know who I was. And then she was very apologetic and said, no, this is a private group. Right. And I understand that, which makes the group better. I thought it was just a conversation.
Right.
And so therefore, it does. You have to call 311 to make a spot because it is. People are serious there. And, you know, they need
and
the
Gail
group.
Calls you beforehand, you know, and goes over, you know, the whole process of things. So everyone's prepared. We also have our exercise for balance and strength to reduce falls. That's Mondays and Fridays. So Mondays is July 18th and 25th, and Fridays is July 22nd and 29th. The advanced class is on Mondays and Fridays from 11:30 to 12:30, and the beginner class is just on Fridays from 10 to 11. But, you know, we rave about this class every week. People love it. This program's been going on for a couple of years now in a partnership with Winthrop University, and it's just great. You know, you learn there's different speakers, specialists that come in, and, you know, it's also a nice socialization time, too.
Is this the one that has a waiting list?
No, this one is pretty open because they kind of accommodate you to spaces.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you could pretty much always, you know, if they need a bigger room, because this is at the Yes We Can Community Center, they will find. They will accommodate things for everyone. So definitely check it out. It's a wonderful program. So call 311 or 869-6311 for any of dates or times or whatever it might be. It was funny, too, because earlier they had mentioned the afternoon tea was mentioned at the Landmark on Main Street. And there's a great program coming up on Wednesday, July 27th at 2 p.m. It's called Comedy and Magic. Pat Dorenzio, with a showman's flair, a comedian's wit, and the powers of a bona fide mentalist or thought reader, Pat entertains and stuns audiences with demonstrations of unexplainable psychic powers and magic abilities.
Wow.
So that should be really definitely fun. It's free. There's light refreshments. So check it out.
That's a great place. It really
It is. And, you know, it's really, and I just think it's great. I love these afternoon teas that they do. And like I said, it's a beautiful center. There's so much going on there all the time. So I really encourage people. And this little magic thing seems fun.
Right. Yeah. It's something. It's an afternoon.
Absolutely. And it's free. So you really
and it's
have
air
no
conditioned.
Argument. And I like that. There you go. That means something
too.
On
days like today, you go just because
right.
it's
that
air
is absolutely. That is certainly something that's important. And, you know, very far in advance, but they sent this over because they wanted me to promote it, is October 7th. So that's very far away.
Okay.
At 2 p.m., but there's going to be a jazz classic singing duo, Vintage Bliss. And they're going to be celebrating music from the Great American Songbook featuring artists like Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, Louis Prima, Kelly Smith, Peggy Lee. It goes on and on. Also, that's free, and there's light refreshments. So.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right. By that time, with all the concerts in the town.
I know. That's right. We're tiring everybody out left and right. So definitely check it out. But, you know, we were talked about so much with the Parks Department. I want to remind everyone that there is going to be a kids' doc.
That one's important. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. A little bit early because this one is a huge crowd every year and I want to talk about it. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.